By the way, that meme that you had sent me was the most perfect meme. And one was funny. First of all, welcome to Thought Shower. John is my name. Hello. I'm the stoic one.
I'm Shelby.
She's the emotional one. And
okay.
I talked about this a little bit on the show, but over the weekend, got back on Sunday from Nashville, went to feed Skittles and Chewy, because I feed them like, you know, every other day, because we're doing intermittent fasting together. That's a joke. Yeah. That's a joke. But I left Skittles food bag in Nashville, and I was like, you want to know what? Like, I'll give him some of Chewy's food.
That'll be fine.
And as I was doing it, you know when you're doing something, in the back of your mind, you know how it's going to go wrong, but you just keep doing it anyway? Because you're being lazy? I was like, I thought of that meme where it's like, it shows a dog as a wolf, like, I will, you know, kill off coyotes and defend my family. And then it shows, like, the Shiba wolf dog now, like, you gave me the wrong food. I got diarrhea everywhere. And I was like, that won't happen, though. And then I walked, and you've housed that for me. You've seen Skills before. When you open the door, he is like, gonna jump on you and we're off to go.
He's just so excited that you're there.
Correct. When I opened the door, he nowhere to be found. I was like, this is peculiar. Oh. And then I saw it was everywhere. So.
Aww.
Mm-hmm. But I talked about renting like a steamer. Somebody said don't rent a steamer because you don't know what the steamer previously cleaned and you're trusting the store to clean the steamer itself.
That's fair.
Isn't that wild?
I mean, that's fair. But then, like, are you going to go buy a steamer? Then?
No, I make, like, a steaming service. But, like, my luck would be, like, somebody did something illegal and had to steam up something. And then it happened to transfer the DNA to my place.
Okay, I wasn't thinking like that at all. I was just thinking about, like, the time I spilled charcoal all over your house and it got all up in the steamer.
Oh, I remember. It's still in the carpet, isn't it? I think so.
I mean,
I haven't checked. I was very excited earlier this week because you and I used to be close, and now we do this podcast. Yeah. And
that's all we have.
Yeah. And so I woke up to an SMS text message from you, and which is, that's another line from the office. No big deal. When Dwight or goes to gym, did you just SMS text message me? That's what I said. Anyway, so usually in the morning I text you first just to say hey. Yeah. Just to make sure you're awake. And it's supposed to be a fail safe where it's like, if you don't answer, call you. If I don't text you first, make sure you're alive. You hopefully make sure I'm alive. Does it happen? Every now and then. But you texted me.
Lately.
You texted me because my alarm goes off at 3:25. Yeah. I woke up and I got texted me at 3:20 saying I need advice. And my first thought was, this is the worst text possible to wake up to, is I need advice at 3:20 a.m.
I know. And I was going to call you at 3 a.m. and ask you.
But then I was like, what's up? And you go, I called. So I'm thinking like, oh, this is like bad. Like she finally did it. She finally got herself in a situation she can't get out of. You talk about what happened or no?
Yeah. Okay. So I have friends here. And one of them actually lives like a neighborhood diagonal from mine. So it's not far. It probably like at 3 a.m. It probably would have been like a 6-minute drive, literally, because it's like a straight shot almost. And then just like over to the right. So since I don't know anyone here and we've been like good friends for like, you know, for like 6 months now, I would say we share our location with each other just because we both live alone. And she moved here probably 6 months before I did. So she just moved to a new part of the city, which is like I said, the neighborhood diagonal from mine. So we hang out a lot, and her ex-boyfriend, who like still friends, like their families, like they grew up together, like they're all still friends. And like, he lives like outside of the city. And so he'll like, sometimes like they still talk. They're cool. Like, it's not like there's no animosity or anything.
Yeah.
Like, they're fine. And I met him. He's cool. So he was just worried because, like, he said that, like, they were talking last night because they had traveled for the holidays together.
Mm-hmm.
And they had just gotten back, and they were talking last night about, like, I guess, like, plan a trip to go back or something.
Yeah.
Trying to, like, plan that out. And she just stopped texting. So he got really worried. And he works in law enforcement. So he's, like, thinking the worst, obviously. So it's really weird because whenever I wake up in the middle of the night, I usually don't check my phone because then I know that I won't go back to sleep. Sure. But it was 3 a.m. when I woke up, and I usually will go to the bathroom and then I go back to sleep. So I just checked my phone instead of doing that. And I checked Instagram, which is even more weird. And I checked my request folder because I didn't follow him.
Mm-hmm.
So he had literally just sent me a message 2 minutes before that.
Yeah.
And it was just really weird. It was really weird timing. And so he just said, hey. Like, he's like, I'm not trying to like freak you out. I was just wondering if you'd heard from her. And I had been texting her like that evening, but not at night or anything. So I said, I'm really sorry. So anyway, I went and looked at her location and it said she was like off an exit ramp. It was like technically her neighborhood, but it's an exit ramp that like, I was like, where is she coming from? Cause that's like that exit ramp doesn't make sense for her because she'd be coming from like the north side of the city, not the south side. So anyway, my whole point is this phone was there. So I get up and I just start getting ready. So I was like, I guess I'll go drive by like on my way to work. But also, like, I don't really want to drive to that part of the city, like, in the middle of the night.
Which is fair, especially because if it's wandering around, what the hell are you going to do?
Yeah. And he was working, so he couldn't go check on her. So I was like, this whole thing. I was like, yeah, let me just wait until, like, at least, like, 4 a.m. I know it sounds terrible. I know. I thought it was a glitch, right? So then I'm getting ready, and I look at her location again, and it had moved onto, like, the highway. But I want to say it was probably, like, a good, like, 100 feet from where the phone had been before, right? So I'm like, that's weird because where that phone was like, it looked like it was like in the woods of an exit ramp.
Sure.
So that would mean someone like took the phone and then like ran across the street.
Or like worst case scenario, she was like, her body was out there and like that. Yeah. Right.
But what I'm saying is like, I had looked at her location like so much that and like from the time it changed that I was like, that means someone picked up the phone and just ran through the woods across the street. Yep. Like there, you couldn't do that where that ramp was. I was like, that's literally like an overpass. Like you'd have to be Spider-Man. So anyway, my whole point is I was like, no,
it was Spider-Man.
It was. So I was like, no, there's something going on. This doesn't make sense. So he was like, okay, well, let me talk to my boss and like, let me see if I can just actually just go check. Cause like he was really worried. Which I think obviously like, you know, he cares about herself. So it all made sense.
Yeah,
it did. So I get in my car to go leave at like 4 a.m. on the dot to go look at, and I look at her location. Cause I'm going to obviously put the directions in. So I go directly where her phone is. And now it has moved to the middle of her neighborhood. It's still like
weird.
A block and a half away from like where she lives. But I was like, I called him. I was like, this is a glitch. I was like, this isn't her. Like this is like, she's not walking around that neighborhood anyway. Like at least that part at night. I was like, this is a glitch. So then I get to work and it updates again. And now it's at her apartment. So she calls me when she wakes up and she's like, I'm really sorry. Like, I'm so embarrassed. I think he overreacted. I was like, no, I was like, here's my thing is I listen to so much terrible stuff that happens. I was like, I was just worried that you like someone faked an accident or something, or like you can get around like a car that just stopped on the exit ramp and then you got like kidnapped and they threw your phone out of the car. That's just what I thought maybe happened. I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's a situation where like there's been times with your ass where you don't answer the text or the call. And I'm like, she could be sleeping, but even though I'm annoyed with you, I try to hold off the annoyance because
you've gotten a lot better. Like before you used to be really annoyed and then you're like, oh wait,
because it would be horrendous if something bad was. So it's almost better to overreact. I think makes it sound like you're being possessive. I think having concern like that is a different thing, where it's better to have that, because that guilt of like, if God forbid something happened, that guilt is, I don't know if you can shake that. Do you know what I mean?
That was my issue. And I could tell that I was telling her, and I'll say this, and I hope he doesn't listen, but I felt like he was scared. Like, he wasn't even just like, going on?
Yeah.
He just sounded like genuinely like he was very calm, but he sounded really scared. And obviously, like, he's seen a lot in his job.
For
and
sure.
He used to also be in the military, so it probably like really freaked him out. So I was like, yeah, I was like, honestly, like, I'll go. Like, I found my taser. I was like, I'll go. And he was like, just don't get out of the car. Just like, if you could just like go and see if like her car's on the side of the road. I didn't end up going. But
now,
and she was like really embarrassed. And I said, honestly, like if I hadn't done anything though, if I hadn't reacted the way that like I was about to, I would have hated myself if something had happened to you.
100%. Now with you, here's my annoyance though with your situation, because you have a horrible, yours is completely controllable. Like you, when you don't answer the phone in the morning, it's because you've overslept. And I know this, and you've been with yourself your entire life. I've been your friend for 4 years and I know this. You certainly know this. You're just being Shelby. And like Shelby, you are the person where if you are drowning in the water and somebody says, Shelby, you're drowning, you're going to assume that they're telling you not that you're drowning, but you can't swim. So you're going to show them wrong and kick harder the wrong way. That is you. So, and I hope your mother hears this. And so I know that you oversleep because you'll knock your ass out. So I, being the good friend, the first time it happened this year, I got you like 3 alarm clocks.
Thank
including
you.
One that vibrates the bed. And that alarm clock currently is where?
It's just holding a sign up. It's
where?
Like in my kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. So that's,
I didn't know if I would like that.
Huh?
I didn't know if I would like that.
It it doesn't matter. It's just, it wakes you up.
Okay, that, well, I'll set it up later.
And that's why, like, when you're, because, like, my always concern is, like, with the radio stuff, is, like, obviously your safety kind of up there. But, like, if you're not there, or if somebody's not at the station when the shows are supposed to start,
yeah,
could be catastrophic. Like, could be.
Yeah.
So there's been days where I'll go FaceTime, phone call, Instagram, Snapchat calls, just hoping that you have one. And why I'm not on like the VIP list where it just goes through automatically?
Then it should go through automatically.
Then why isn't it? Then you sleep. That doesn't make sense though.
I don't know. I guess I just am like such a heavy sleeper. Sometimes I just don't wake up. Cause you and my parents are. You're the only three. Well, really, my mom.
Who's first?
Probably
me.
Probably.
Should be. Thank you.
Actually, it's probably my mom and then you and then my dad. I know. Sorry.
What do I have to do? So I passed Tony. How do I pass Megan? What do I got to do?
I don't know. I got this Bluetooth pepper spray, and I had to decide like five people that will send like the text to, because it sends a text if you ever use it to five people. And at first it was like you, my mom, my dad, my brother. And then it was like, I think Dan, my boss here.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, so there's no one in the city that could help me.
Dan can.
No, I know. But like when I first set it up, now it has like my friends here.
I have like my emergency contact on a lot of things. I have Eric first, because Eric answers any number that calls because of work stuff.
Oh.
And I know that he'll take care of it right away because he doesn't want me giving crap about it. So like if it's something like if it's the fire department, and like he would take care of it right away because he knows that if like if something goes wrong, I'll never let it die. Because if you remember, it was I believe 3 years ago, I locked Eric in his own studio. That was 3 years ago. That prank.
That is true.
So and the best is we've called Eric on the podcast and it's the same answer. Yeah, John. Because he
knows that like you're calling for like a specific reason.
But to his credit, he's one of the most reliable people on the planet. Like if you need him, like he's gonna pretend that he doesn't want to do it. But if I said like Eric, like I need to hide Sauce's body, he'll be like, took it this long, and then he'd find a small little hole to put.
No,
you
Eric.
In.
Eric really is like the most loyal, top five most loyal people I know. He is really loyal.
Who's top five?
I mean, I would say you, Thank Eric. You.
Where do I fall on the?
I mean, you're number one, Thank you. Obviously.
Thank you.
Eric's definitely number two. I don't know. It's hard to meet loyal people.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like in my like, I have like I would say my old boss Greg is a very loyal guy. I would say the hockey crew, loyal dudes.
I'd say Kate. Kate's very loyal.
She is.
She will run you over.
I hope not.
Not you specifically, okay. But I think Kate would run somebody over.
I would say I used to think Chuck Lee was loyal, but now I just wonder if we're friends even more. You know what I mean?
You're so dumb. Hey, dude, Pampelona looks so good.
Oh my God. Yeah, no. So
it's gorgeous.
I was there not last week, week before. So they redid the menu like because it's seasonal and they had like professionals come in and decorate it. I heard that time. So I walked in like, oh, like this looks like a place where you want to go to like see friends because of the holidays. So if you're looking for like that cute, like bar restaurant, 100%, like that it is like, it looks really cool. Like really, really cool. And then the food's good too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Last week I went to an Instagrammable bar.
Where?
Here in Atlanta. It was a Christmas pop-up bar. I didn't know like those were things. Like I've heard of them. I've heard of, like a few of them in DC, but here there are so many. So I'm gonna try to like hit up all of them.
I really want to go to the office one in Chicago.
Oh.
Can I say this too?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, I'm going to because my name's first. And I'm a dude, so I have to
in a Leo.
Yeah. Remember you mansplained sports to me this week?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
That had nothing to do.
That's just throwing it out there. I bought The Office on DVD, I think for Black Friday last year. And like, it seemed like a great idea at the time because it was like $20, right?
Yeah.
I forgot to take into account, like there's no skip title thing. And it's only like four episodes per DVD, which had to be a marketing ploy because they could definitely fit the whole season on the whole thing. But I'm sure it was making it seem like, oh, you're getting more than you want.
Yeah.
Last night I was going through like different episodes that because I have Apple TV, so it has like all your purchases ones on there. Which, by the way, the biggest scam in history is that you can't like transfer DVD purchases to digital copies unless you bought like there should be like a if you have a DVD of a show, like, if you bought like the Friends DVD case, you should be able to, like to digitally burn it into your system.
That's fair. That's a good point. I mean,
but
that'd
I'm sure that ain't ever gonna happen. Anyway, I was like, I'm really tempted to buy digitally just buy The Office, so it's on Apple TV.
So it's easier. It's more accessible because I did it last year, the same thing, and I've never used it. But I also, to be fair, never watch TV.
What'd you buy?
I bought the Office DVDs.
Okay. So that's why I think if I do like buy it digitally, I can watch it anywhere. Like that's the other thing of like I can like down so
maybe. And that show like you watch like crazy. Like you watch it for background noise.
It's my favorite show. It's very comforting. Because in college, like I was thinking about this the other day, love like because like I know I have kids graduating now in college, but it's like freshman and sophomore year college for me, like I couldn't because I was one of the youngest ones in my class. So I graduated high school at 17, so I couldn't drink until senior year maybe. Like
college,
I probably turned 21 like junior year going into senior year. So okay. Like, and luckily the radio station, but there's like some like Friday and Saturday nights where it's like all we did was hang in the dorms and watch like DVDs, The Office or Robin Big, because there was like nothing else to like really do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's a lot of people. That's what like a lot of people did.
Although I think I talked about the times I got written up. Never for stuff that should have been like. Not DPS, but the housing people were always, they're always a day late and dollar short of me. Like I was always a step ahead. Like there was like, I played soccer in the hallway allegedly and broke one of those huge overhead lights, you know, they have. Yeah. And so what I did was, cause I want to pay for it. I switched it out with the floor below us. Like,
yeah,
boom.
Smart.
Yeah. So, or like we played, played hockey with gumballs in the hallway and like, it's just, you know, typical boy stuff. So,
you know, just boy things.
So boys do. We did. We had to go to a camp for. I played selects hockey in high school. And we went to a camp in Wisconsin where they let us stay in like dorms by ourselves as teenagers. Looking back now, either they must have thought we had no game, or they didn't care because they just left us there by ourselves. And granted, we had no games; nothing ever happened. And it was also
like during the school year,
just during summer. So we like walked around the town. Mm-hmm. Like there was just nothing to do. Nothing.
I mean, they did that at my lacrosse and basketball camp. At the University of Maryland.
I forgot you had hoop dreams.
I did, totally. My mom did. I just went for her, you know.
Your mom won't play basketball, but you carry the torch?
I didn't want to go to that camp. My mom made me, and I did, so.
Bro, I had to go to math camp.
Yes, super cool.
I mean, you want to be funny? Like, don't you wish, like, you could, like, get a spreadsheet of, like, all the money your parents spent on, like, activities? But then, like, if there's a way to figure out, like, how much that actually affected who you turned out to be? Do you know what I'm saying? So how much...
I was thinking that today. Like, legitimately. Because, and this entire thought started because someone DM'd me on Bumble and said, please tell me you play a musical instrument because you work for iHeart. And I said, well, it's not iHeart musical instrument. And then I started thinking about all the years I spent guitar lessons. I don't know a single thing about guitar. I have three, no clue what to do with it besides put it in my living room.
Is that I heard musical instruments?
Yeah, match with me. I wonder why.
Yeah, I mean, because I feel like you probably felt embarrassed. But like, if you think like, so like, let's just say like you took like music lessons and let's say your parents spent $10,000, I don't know how much, but like, over the course of your life. If there's a way to see, like, if that had anything, like, maybe that piqued your interest in music, so that's kind of why you are where you are, like, how much money was this full-on waste? Like, I did, like, a kicking camp for football. Yeah. My brother and I did for a weekend. Like, it was a lot of fun. I'm glad we did it. But probably didn't, like, if you look back, aside from the experience, did it really help me in life? Probably not. It was still fun to do. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't know. I think that like the camps, it seems like parents just wanted you to get better at whatever you could over the summer.
They just want to get you out of the house so they can.
That too.
You know what I'm saying? I always wanted to go to space camp, man. That was always the prize in Nickelodeon was the Casio keyboard in space camp. And I've talked to somebody on the show who went to space camp and they said it was actually pretty dope.
I don't know. I remember like, I don't feel like, I remember like the commercials. I don't think I ever wanted to go.
There's a great documentary on Hulu about Nickelodeon that I can't remember what the hell it's called. But if you have Hulu, maybe you search Nickelodeon, you'll go there, but it's like the history of Nick and how it was like, I didn't realize, like there's some radio stations that after a certain time of day, they just go dark. They're just not on the air anymore. I think some AM stations. And I guess Nickelodeon was that for a while until they started buying their own shows. And I guess, remember the show Double Dare?
Yeah.
They would film four a day. And so they're talking to Mark Summers. He goes, the first time we did it, like, because they kind of just like now like they test things out to make sure it works right. He goes, we had no idea what we were doing. We did a test run in somebody's basement. He goes, the first game, it took 30 minutes for the kids to finish the first maze. We were supposed to film four episodes in a day. And I look back now and can you imagine hosting those kids shows and being like, this is the easiest stuff ever. How uncoordinated are you kids?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. That wouldn't be for me because I'd be like, this is taking forever. I don't feel like being here anymore.
Because you're horrible with kids.
I know, that too, so.
Miss Rainbow would be disappointed. The Black Friday sale, I think it ends probably this weekend. So if you had a chance, or if you're thinking about like getting the tour hoodies or there's Thought Shower stuff, which is really cool. The baby onesies, Riley says they're really good because I guess the snaps are good. I guess that's thing good on onesies. It's like snaps sometimes aren't good. Yeah. InternJohnStore.com and then use code COMEDY to get 25% off.
Yeah.
You look thrilled.
What do you want me to say? You just said all of it.
My birthday's coming up.
That's not.
We got to get to your Christmas present, too. All right, anyway, follow Sauce.
At Shelby Sauce.
Follow me at InternJohn Radio. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye. Thoughts he has will sometimes get a pass when Intern John is fogging up the mirror and thinking in the shower. And Sauce.